The UAW's collective bargaining agreement with Indiana-based Cummins Inc. expired in January. The striking members work at the company's manufacturing plant in Oshkosh. Two contract offers have been rejected by the union since the strike started. Since early April, the workers have not had access to their company health insurance. Ryan Compton is president of the local UAW. He says his members still have coverage through the union.
We're lucky here at the UAW with our strike and defense fund. That helps us out as far as pay and insurance goes, but some of these smaller locals may not have access to this stuff.
Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill that aims to prevent employers from threatening the health care benefits of striking workers. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.